ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור יהיה לאלו נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי, דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו וינע עדן אמן. We're learning בעזר השם פרשת ראה, and we have the Shabbat, בעזר השם זה גנבי ראש חודש אלול, Shabbat and Sunday, בעזר השם זה גנבי ראש חודש אלול, ימי רחמים, ימי סליחות, and we told you so many times that right the first word in the parasha said ראה, אחים סייד, ראה עזרה שתיבות, ראה אלול הגיע. It's already חודש אלול. It's exactly on שבת. ראש חודש falls on שבת. And נפרשים, they point out, right, לכאורה, it's a little bit strange how the Torah starts off the parasha with the word ראה. What does the word ראה means? See, look. What should I look for? So, ראה. אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום ברכה וקללה. I'm pouring in front of you today, ברכה, אנקללה, אני תורה סד, את הברכה אשר תשמעו זבות השם אלוקיכם, והקללה הם לא תשמעו. If you're going to listen to the words of הקדוש ברוך הוא, then you're going to get the ברכות. And the opposite also if the person is not going to listen, חס ושלום is going to get the קללה לא. That's what here the פסוקים basically are telling us. But I saw this Sforno here. Sforno says here, ראה, הביטה וראה. שלא יהיה ענייניך על אופן בינוני כמו שהוא מנהג ברוב. So take a look, the ברכות that I'm giving you, it's not regular standard ברכות I'm giving you. I'm giving you ברכות extraordinary, like more than what you could expect. And the קללה is also going to the extreme. So he says here, כי אמנם אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום ברכה וקללה, right, I'm pouring in front of you, החיים והמוות נתתי לפניך, I'm pouring the option in front of you. You could choose to follow the words of the Torah and then you're going to get the ברכות, or the opposite. So it's all in front of you, you have the free choice. But the קדוש ברוך הוא, טוב וישר אדוני, על כן יורה חטאים בדרך, קדוש ברוך הוא, he's telling us, this is the way, חס ושלום, the person is going to get the קללות. And the other way, you're going to get the ברכות. You choose, החיים ומוות נתתי לפניך, ובחרת בחיים. If you want to take my advice, I'm telling you, you should choose the path of the Torah, the path of the מזוות ומעשים טובים, then you're going to see the reward. So that's what he's telling us. כי אמנם אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום ברכה וקללה, והם שני קצוות, two extremes. כי הברכה היא הצלחה יותר מן המספיק. Take a look at the ברכות that I'm giving you here, הקדוש ברוך הוא saying, said the ברכות are more than what you expect. על הצד היותר טוב, for the best of the best. והקללה היא מהירה, מחסרת, שלא יושג גם מספיק. ושניהם לפניכם להשיג כפי מה שתבחרו. Said you have the both extremes. You have the קללה and the ברכה, and you choose. I'm putting both of them in front of you, and you have the free choice. You could choose whatever you want. I'm forcing the point out to say that if you look at the pasuk l'chaora, the whole pasuk l'chaora is unneeded, extra. What's the first pasuk telling us? I'm putting in front of you beracha uklala, and then the Torah is explaining it's a beracha. How you get the beracha if you're gonna listen to the word of Hashem? V'yakelala avlo tshmeu. So what was wrong if the Torah could have said, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום ברכה אשר תשמעו וקללה הם לא תשמעו. What? נותן לפניכם ברכה וקללה. And then the Torah כביכול is elaborating now, the ברכה אשר תשמעו וקללה הם לא תשמעו. That's one question we have to understand בעזרת השם. And if you pay attention also, we have the word היום, ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום, today. What does this word have to mean over here? What does it mean? Today I'm putting in front of you this mitzvot. And this word, it's not written one time, not two times, three times. ראה אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום ברכה וקללה, את הברכה אשר תשמעו מצוות השם אלוקיכם אשר אנוכי מצווה אתכם היום. והקללה אם לא תשמעו מצוות השם וסתתם לדרך אשר אנוכי מצווה אתכם היום. Third time, second time, third time, the Torah is emphasizing today. What is this? This word is unneeded. Obviously, it's talking to them about today. What this word, Hayom? Simple understanding, we could explain that really all the mitzvot, all the ma'asim tovim, all the free choice that the person has, is only Hayom. What does mean Hayom? Today, while the person is living, then you have the choice. But after 120, when the person passes away, that's it. B'metim chofshi. You don't have any more free choice later on. Now is the time. As long as the person's alive, then he could fix whatever he wants to do. He wants to choose the right path, he wants to choose the kilalot, that's up to him. And that's simple understanding, but the Torah repeated that word 2 times, 3 times. We have to have some explanation for it, Be'ezrat Hashem. And we saw later on also, in this parasha, the pasuk says, Ki yarhib Adonai Elohecha et gebulecha ka'ashir dibber lach, ve'amarta ochila basar. Ki te'ave nefshecha le'echol basar, b'chol levat nefshecha to'chol basar. Torah is telling us, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to expand your boundaries, ka'ashir dibber lach, he promised you, ka'ashir dibber lach, ve'amarta ochila basar, and you're going to say to yourself, I'm in the mood to eat meat, I want to eat meat. כי תאבן נפשך לאכול בשר. You have the desire to eat meat. The Torah said, no problem. בכל לבת נפשך תאכול בשר. You could eat meat. חאורה, anyone who reads this pasuk, it's written, I don't know, the pasuk from beginning to end, it's unneeded. ואמרת, and you're going to say, I want to eat meat. Why? Because you have desire to eat meat. The Torah said, you could have meat. Because you have desire, you are allowed to have meat. חאורה, What's the meaning of this pasuk? All this pasuk sounds extra. And the pasuk continues, Ki irhak mecha makom asher b'har Hashem elokecha lasum shemo sham, mezabahtam bekarecha umtsonecha asher natan Adonai lecha kasher tzuviticha ve'achalta b'sha'arecha b'chol levat nafshecha. So you see from the second pasuk, you see that the first pasuk is unneeded. The second pasuk is enough. Ki irhak mecha makom. What all this parasha is talking about? All this parasha basically is talking about that the person who wants to eat meat, you don't have to bring that behema as a korban and eat, and then you could eat the parts of that behema that belongs to you. You could eat it. You don't have to bring it as a korban. If you are far away from Beit HaMikdash, you could shech the behema and eat it. Basar ta'ava. That's the whole parasha's teaching. Just the pasuk continues later on. However, you have to watch out. You're not allowed to eat blood, and you have to kosher it. Lo techelenu leman etab lecha ulbanecha acharecha k'taseh yashar b'enei Hashem. However, kadashecha, rak kadashecha asher yiyu lecha undarecha tisa'u bata lemakom asher b'har Hashem. However, if you have korbanot, you have nedarim, nedabot, olot, whatever you want to bring to a kadosh baruch hu as a korban, Korban, you're not allowed to bring anywhere except in Beit HaMikdash. Except in the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose, that's the only place you could bring Korbanot. However, Basar Te'ava, you're in the mood to eat meat, not Korban, not Ola, not Shilamim, not nothing. Just you're in the mood to eat meat. No problem, you could check the behema and eat it. However, as I said, the Torah is, you have to take out the blood, you have to kosher the meat. As we said it in the first pasuk, it's repeating itself twice, and second time, three times. What's going on over here? Pasuk is repeating itself. You have to understand what's going on. We have a Gemara here in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab, Adam HaRishon Lo Hutar Lo Basar LaAchila. Adam HaRishon, he was not allowed to eat meat. Why? Because the pasuk said, "D'chtiv, lachem yehiye le'ochla ulchol hayat ha'aretz ulchol of ha'shamayim v'chola." What's lachem yehiye le'ochla? The pasuk said, "Kol yerek lachem yehiye le'ochla." Anything that grows on the ground, you are allowed to eat it. Ulchol hayat ha'aretz. Same way the behemoth could eat whatever grows. He also Adam HaRishon, he have permission to eat whatever grows. The Gemara says, לכם יהיה לאוכלה ולכל חיית הארץ ולא חיית הארץ לכם. However, חיית הארץ, the behemot, you're not allowed to eat it. You do not have permission to eat behemot. The Gemara continues, וכשבאו בני נוח, התיר להם, שנאמר, כל רמס אשר הוא חי, לכם יהיה לאוכלה, כירק עשב, נתתי לכם את כל. כל רמס אשר הוא חי, anything that, any creature that is moving on the ground, לכם יהיה לאוכלה, you are allowed to eat it, just like כירק עשב, נתתי לכם את כל, just like ירקות, just like any vegetable that grows on the ground, you are allowed to eat it. Also anything that crawls, anything that walks, anything, any behemoth, you are allowed to eat it. That's by Noah. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to Noah to eat the behemoth? Because he took care of them, the Ramban explains, since that Noah, he took care of all the behemoth inside the Teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him permission, he is allowed to shech them and eat them. He doesn't need to shech them, the behemoth, the Ben Noah, there's no mezbah of shechita, but they are allowed to eat it. Shoot a bullet in the head, kill it, and then you could eat it, no problem. That's by Noah. That's for Noah. But Adam HaRishon, he was not allowed to eat meat at all. That's what it says here in the Gemara. We saw also that L'chaora, the Torah uses the word to eat not only on the behemoth. Here we said, the Pasuk said, that for Noah, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed him, kol remes asher hu hay, lachem yeh le'okhla. They are allowed to eat it. But we saw, Abar Ben El explains, a few Pasukim that you see, for example, the Pasuk said last week's parasha, Parashat Hakim, Pasuk said, ve'achalta et kol ha'amim, asher Adonai Elohecha noten lach, lo tachos enecha alehem, ve'lo ta'avot Elohim kimukeshu lach, ve'achalta et kol ha'amim. What does the word mean? Ve'achalta et kol ha'amim. You are allowed to eat all the nations. What do you mean? Ve'achalta et kol ha'amim. What does that mean? And this is not the first time the Torah writes such a language. You see, Parashat Shelach Lecha Anashim. When they send them raglim, they came back, Yeshua and Kaleb, they told Ben Israel, Ki lachmenu him, sar tzillam me'alehim, v'adonai ettenu al tiraum. Ki lachmenu him. The people that are living over there, in Eretz Kanaan, they are just like our bread. Lachmenu him. It means we're going to eat them up. What does that mean, Chaora? What does we're going to eat them? What does this mean? And not only this, also by Parashat Bil'am also, Parashat Balak, when Bil'am was giving Berachot to Am Israel, he told Balak, he said, "El Musiyam Musraim ketu'afot reim lo yochal goyim tzarav ve'asmotayim migareim ve'chatsav yimhatz." Yochal goyim tzarav. Am Israel, they eat up their enemies. What does that mean, they eat up their enemies? So I saw the Mefarshim, they explain that really Kadosh Baruch Hu, he created on earth, he created four different levels. You have domain, something, what's a domain? Something that doesn't move like rocks, like water. So there's no, nothing's moving in it. That's domain. Then you have tzomeach. Tzomeach, something that grows from the ground. Then you have hay. What's hay? That's ba'al hay behemoth, that they walk, they crawl. And then you have medaber, that human being, he has the power. With the neshama, the person has the ability to speak. Let's say I have four levels. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he put in every creation, it has the need to eat something. So that's why it said, everyone, the domain, tzomeyah, hay medaber, that's ham. Tzomeyah, where does he nourishes from what? Nourishes from the domain. Either in the ground, he grows in the ground with the water, and that's how it gets its nourishment. That's the tzomeyah. And the hay, he gets its nourishment from what? From that tzomeach, from a level under it. That's why they see the psukim when Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave kelala to the Nahash. Nahash was Baal Hai. So how was the Nahash was supposed to eat? What was he supposed to eat? Supposed to eat something that grows on the ground. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he cursed the Nahash, he told him, "Ve'afar yochal kol yemei hayav." That means he lowered him a level. He was supposed to eat something that grows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cursed him and he told him, no, his food's going to be what? Not something that grows. Why? Because since that he did Abira, he was Makhshil Adam and Hava, that he ate from Eitz Hadaat, that's why he's lowered the level. Now he became downgraded level. Now he has the permission to eat only from something which is domain. Unlike that the way he was before, he had the permission to nourish from what? From something which is somayah. But now that he cursed him, he downgraded the level. That's what happened over here. And that's why the Gemara tells us that basically, based on this, there's no permission for an animal to attack different animal. There's no such a thing. Why would, why would one animal attack a different animal and eat it? Both of them are Baal Hai. Both of their food supposed to be from something that grows on the ground. Elal and Farshim explained, said, you're right. Baal Hai is not allowed to attack any other Baal Hai to eat him. No such a thing. Well, what we see today, that the cat runs after the mouse and so on and so forth. So what are all these things? So that's the avut. That's the pgam that we still have from Dora Mabul. From Dora Mabul, said that it was all the kishhid kol basar derko ala ares, that we have some samples of Dora Mabul. That's why you see one animal attacking different animal. But based on the creation that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, no such a thing. They do not have permission to attack different Baal Hai. If he's Baal Hai, his food is to eat something that grows on the ground. That he's Tzomeyah, not Baal Hai. No permission. And that's why the Pasuk in Yeshaya said, "La'atid labo b'imot ha-Mashiach," the Pasuk said, "V'gar ze'eb im kebes, v'namer im gedir batz, v'ari kabakar yuchal teben." A lion, just like the cow, both of them, they're going to be end up eating what? Yuchal teben, they're going to eat whatever grows on the ground. That's what they're going to eat. Well, that's the ultimate creation that Kadosh Baruch Hu created. Baal Hai, he could have nourishment from what? From something level under him, which is the tzumayah, which is grass or stuff like this. That's what he has. What we see today, that one animal attacks different animal, that was the cruelty that we still have a sample of Dor Mabul. That's what we have until now. But La'atid Labo, Ve'arich HaBakar Yuchal Teben. Both of them are going to eat the same thing. And a human being, since that he's medaber, is a level above the Baal Hai. So if that's the case, he does have permission to eat Baal Hai also. And our Kolchikin, he has permission to eat fruits and vegetables. And he could nourish from whatever he wants. He's the ultimate of the creation, the Baal Hai, Nizar Abriya, that's a human being. So he has permission to eat whatever he wants. And we see sometimes that the behema attacks a human being also. So how is that? He said, that's what the Gemara tells us, Masechet Shabbat, of Kuf Nun Bet. The Gemara said, in Haya Sholetet Ba'adam, no such a thing that the behema is going to attack a human being unless if that human being, he does not have Tzelem Elohim on him. If he doesn't have Tzelem Elohim, then the animal, he would attack him. But if that person is keeping, is watching, is keeping the mitzvot, learning the Torah, doing whatever he's supposed to do as a human being, then the behema has no permission to attack him. Ela, why would the behema attack a human? Because the human, in the eyes of the behema, it doesn't look like a human. It doesn't look like human. Then I said, I'm better than him. That's how Hakim they explained to us. Now, based on this, I saw they explain here from the Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. I saw here he brings down Sefer Shem and Rosh, the Daf Kuf Vav. He says here, ולכאורה המקום היה לחשוב כי נוח עלה בצדקתו על האדם הראשון, שכן הותר לו לאכול מה שנאסר על האדם הראשון. Based on this, we said that Adam HaRishon, he was not allowed to eat meat. However, Noah, he was allowed to eat meat. So it sounds like Noah was better than Adam HaRishon. That's what it sounds like. He said, no. Ulam be'emet ena dabar kach. It's not true. He's saying over here, he said, don't think that because Noah, he was allowed to eat meat, and Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat, that means that Noah is in higher level than Adam HaRishon. He said, no. Adam HaRishon, he did not need to shecht behemah, to kill behemah, to taste the taste of the meat. From the vegetable that he used to eat, Adam HaRishon, he's only going to have the desire. He says he wants to taste the taste of the meat with the vegetables, he's going to taste the taste of the meat. Just like what happened with Am Yisrael in the Midbar, with the man, any taste that you want to taste in the man, you can taste it. The same thing. That's what happened by Adam HaRishon. By Noah, since that he wasn't such a high level, he had to shech the behema to taste the taste of the meat. And that's what he's explained here. He said, if you are in a high level, ki arhiv Hashem Elokecha ad gibulecha, what is arhiv Hashem Elokecha ad gibulecha? It means that you're tzaddik, you're following the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do not need to shech the behema to taste the taste of the meat. Ela, what's going to be? Ki ve'amarta ochila basari. You're only going to say, I'm in the mood to eat meat. The Torah said, no problem. בכל לבת נפשך תאכל בשר without shechting the behemah, without killing the behemah. With the vegetables that you're eating, you are going to taste the taste of the meat. Just like Am Yisrael, what happened with the man. אבל כי ירחק ממך המקום אשר בחר השם אלוקיך, what's ירחק ממך המקום? זה מקום not referring to הקדוש ברוך הוא. If you are far away from הקדוש ברוך הוא, you're not that level, אז לא תהיה מדרגה של צדיק גמור, אז לא יועיל לך הרצון בלבד, אלא וזבחתם בקריך ומסונך. Then you're going to have to shecht, then you're going to have to kill the behemah, then you're going to taste the taste of the meat. But if you are in high level, you don't have to shecht the behemah. Without shechting the behemah, you are going to taste the taste of the meat with the food that you're eating. That's what he's telling us here. That's why the Torah said, "Kirhib Hashem Elokecha ad gibulecha kashid berlach," and only gonna say, "Ve'amarta ochila basar," because you are in the mood to eat meat, and you are such a high level, بكل أفات نفسيخات وكل بسار. You are gonna eat it. You are gonna taste it. However, كير حكم مخام مكوم, then you're gonna need to actually شخت بهما, and until you're gonna taste the taste of the meat. Without checking, only was by saying you want to taste the taste of the meat, you're not going to have it. That's what he explains here from Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, which is a beautiful pirush. And this is basically the difference between Adam HaRishon and Noah. Since that Adam HaRishon, he was in a higher level than Noah, that's why he did not need to kill behemoth to taste the taste of the meat. With the fruit, with the vegetables that he's eating, he could taste the taste of the meat. That's by Adam HaRishon, because we see that in the same page here, the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, same page when Rabbi Huda Amar Rab told us that Adam HaRishon, he was not allowed to eat meat, same page the Gemara continues, said, Meti be hayar bi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Adam HaRishon mese began Eden haya, v'ayu melache sharet tzolin lo basar umsannenim lo yain, v'yatzitz bo nachash v'rav chbodo ben tkonabo. Says here that Adam HaRishon, before he did da'avon and he ate from Eitz HaDa'at, he was serving Gan Eden. Malachi Sharet, they were doing barbecue for him with meat, and he was eating meat and drinking wine. He was serving like a king. And Nahash HaKadmoni, he saw this, he got jealous of him. That's why he started to convince Hava to eat from Eitz HaDa'at until both of them, they were nechshal. So you see from here clearly that Adam HaRishon, he was eating meat. So how come Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab said Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat? He was eating meat. The Gemara answers here. The Gemara says, no, how basar that's hayored bin shamayim. That's special meat that's coming from shamayim. But to kill behema and to eat it, it does not have permission. If they have meat coming down from shamayim, yeah, no problem. And even furthermore, the Safot, a few pages before, the Safot tells us here in Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet, the Gemara Nunvav Amud Bet speaks about Sheva Mizvot of Ben Noach, seven Mizvot Adam HaRishon was commanded. One of them is what? Eber Menachai. He is not allowed to eat Eber Menachai. Tosafot, they ask over here, so Eber Menachai is not allowed to eat. And different parts of the animal he is allowed to eat. You just, the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab, we just read, Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat at all. So what kind of Mizvah Hashem gave to Adam HaRishon, even though they call Sheva Mizvot Ben Noach? It basically Adam HaRishon was commanded on these seven mizvot. The Gemara brings pasuk. Vesav Hashem Elokim ala Adam lemor ala Adam mekol esagan achol tochel. From here, from this pasuk, the Gemara learns sheva mizvot ben Noach. So what kind of mizvah he has? He's not allowed to eat eber menachai if he is not allowed to eat meat at all. לא תרלו לאכול בשר, what's the חדוש, אבר מנחי. If it wasn't אבר מנחי, is allowed to eat, also is not allowed to eat. That's the question of the תוספות here. והדה אמרינן לקמן, דלא הותר לאדם הראשון בשר לאכילה, that's the question, תוספות the answer, היינו להמית ולאכול, אבל מתה מאליה, שריה. ואתה לאפוק אבר מנחי, דאפילו נפל מאליו, יהיה אסור. Here, what the Tosafot is telling us, said, whether it says Adam HaRishon, he was not allowed to eat meat, that means he was not allowed to kill the animal to eat it. He wasn't allowed to kill it to eat it until Noah came, since that Noah took care of the behemoth in the Tiba. That's why Hashem gave him permission, since that Noah is midabir, he has permission to kill the Baal Hai and eat it. But Adam HaRishon, he didn't have permission to kill it. But if Adam HaRishon was walking in the street and he saw a dead cow, is he allowed to eat it? So, yeah, no problem. So that snake, yeah, no problem, you could eat it. Snake, the Torah wasn't given yet. Anything is in the mood for hazir, whatever he wants to eat, no problem, the Torah wasn't given yet. Only Eber Menachai is not allowed to eat. But any other behemoth dies, if it died on its own, then he's allowed to eat it. He's not allowed to kill that behemoth and eat it, but if it died on its own, then he's allowed to eat it. That's what he tells us over here. But based on what we explained, we said Adam HaRishon, he did not need to kill a behemoth to taste the taste of the meat. With the vegetables that he was eating, he used to taste the taste of the meat. That's what it says by Adam HaRishon. And now, that as we said at Chodesh Elul, Yemei HaRachamim HaSelichot is coming Be'ezrat Hashem soon. And back then, during the month of Elul, whenever the Hazan used to announce it was Mechriz Chodesh Elul, many people used to faint from Imat Ad-Din. They used to faint. Why? Because the Imat, the Rosh Shana, Yemei Ad-Din, Yemim Noraim, they're coming, approaching. Everyone's scared. Mi lo yira mi yom din han-nora. So the pasuk said, "Ariyesha ag mi lo ira," who's not going to be scared from the lion? Farshim the explanation said, "Ariyeh is Rashi Tevot Aleph is Elul, Resh Rosh Shana, Yud Yom Kippur, Hey Hoshana Rabbah." That's all Yemei Adin. Yemei Adin are coming, approaching. Everyone's scared, and everyone he needs to do something to elevate himself. He cannot stay on the same level. But Mishnah says, "Porkei Avot said, 'Udla Musif Yasef.' The person is not adding to his chokhmah, if he's not adding to his Torah, to his ma'asim tovim, automatically he's gonna go down and down. Always the person has to be on the going up and up. No such a thing a person is gonna stand in his spot, no such a thing. Either it's going up or going down. So the person, he has to add all the times, he has to do the many things. Back then, during the month of Elul, same way by the Erev Rosh Chodesh, or Erev Rosh Chodesh, any Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh, many tzaddikim, they fast in Erev Rosh Chodesh. They call it Kippur Katan. Why they fast? Because since that Erev Rosh Chodesh, that's the last day of the month, so they want to do Teshuvah for all the days of the past month, whatever they did wrong, they want to do Teshuvah, so they do sort of Kippur Katan. That's every Erev Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because that's the end of the month. Here, Chodesh Elul, that's the last month of the year. That's why the last month of the year, everyone is marbebi slihot, marbebi tahanunim. Our custom is faradim. We start slihot from Rosh Chodesh Elul, the day after Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ahana Ashkenazim start blowing the shofar. All these ideas are what? To make the person do teshuvah. And even though a kar teshuvah, the person has to do teshuvah, basically, when the person is in ta'anit, is fasting, the purpose of the fast, the Rambam explains, is what? So to help the person do teshuvah. When the person is eating and drinking and is full, shalom alaykh nafshi, pasuk zed beishman yishurun beibat. There's no one to talk to. But when the person is not eating, then that's going to break his ga'ava, it's going to break him a little bit down. That's how he's going to start thinking about the teshuvah. The whole purpose of the ta'anit is to do teshuvah. So that's why many, they used to fast during the month of Elul, they used to fast. Today, ba'avanot harabim, we don't have the power to fast, we're dorot mutma'atim v'yordim. But still, doesn't mean that the person doesn't have to fast at all. If the person could fast, he said, tawa ala bracha, whatever he could fast, the Monday, Thursday, whatever he could fast, he said, tawa ala bracha. If this also he cannot do, it's too much for him, he's working or he's learning or whatever he's doing, it's going to affect his job, it's going to affect his learning Torah, then it doesn't mean that khalas, we cannot do it, we don't have to do anything. So whatever you could do, it's also considered something. Rabbi Nassim Gaon said that if the person is sitting down, he's in the mood to eat a piece of cake. He's in the mood for it to eat it, and he holds himself half an hour, 1 hour, and then he eats it after. But he holds himself a little bit. That's called sort of ta'anit. Whatever the person, whatever you could do, every person could find out the different ideas, what he could do. So you see also in the Gemara over there, Masech HaSanhedrin also, the Gemara says over there that Rabbi Akiba, when he used to get to one of the Pesukim of the Torah, he used to cry. Which Pesuk? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Hei Amud Bet, Kedetanya Vidoresh El Hametim. What does Vidoresh El Hametim mean? A person is asking the Metim, Doresh El Hametim is going to the cemetery to have, to have Ruach Tumah on him. What is this Doresh El Hametim? The Gemara says, "Ze hamar'i bet atzmo veholech velan vebet hakibarot kedei shetshrei alav ruach tumah." That the person, he makes himself hungry, he does not eat, and then he goes to the cemetery. Why? Because he wants ruach tumah to come upon him. Ruach tumah is looking for tumah to come upon him. That's Doresh El Hametim. Looks like there are people that do it like this. But Vidoresh El Hametim, the Pasuk said, Lo yeh becha ma'onen v'chashef Vidoresh El Hametim. You're not allowed to have such people. But that's what Vidoresh El Hametim means. וכשהיה רבי עקיבא מגיע למקרא זה, whenever רבי עקיבא used to reach this Pasuk, היה בוכה. He used to cry. He said, ומה המראי בית עצמו כדי שתשרי עליו רוח תומה, שורה עליו רוח תומה. המרעיב את עצמו כדי שתשרי עליו רוח טהרה על אחת כמה וכמה. Take a look, he said, we have a rule, like Gemara at the end of Masechet Makot tells us, מרובה מדת טובה על מדת פורענות על אחת 500. If the person is making himself hungry and he goes to the cemetery because he wanted רוח טומאה to come upon him and he's going to get רוח טומאה at the end, that's for something, doing something bad. If he wants, he's מרעיב את עצמו, he's fasting, Why he's doing segufim and ta'aniyot? Because he wants Shekhinah to rest upon him. Then kol shekein that Shekhinah is going to come on him. Why? If the other guy is marayv et asmo because of ruach tuma, ruach tuma is going to come. Kol shekein, if someone the opposite for the positive thing, he wants Shekhinah, he wants ruach tahara to be on him. Of course ruach tahara is going to come on him. So how come today people they fast and we don't get ruach tahara? רבי עקיבא continues here, אבל מה עשה שעוונותינו גרמו לנו? שנאמר, כי אם עוונותיכם היו מבדילים ביניכם לבין אלוהיכם. Not only because of our עוונות, but otherwise, it was supposed to work. קל וחומר from the other guy is מרעיב את עצמו כדי שעליו רוח תומה. כל שכן here, if the person is מרעיב את עצמו, is fasting, כדי שעליו רוח תהרה, he's going to get the רוח תהרה. Even though we said today, we don't have these levels, Rabbi Akiba said, I used to cry, Rabbi Akiba, how come we don't get it today? He said, avonotin, because of our avonot. But still, if it's kaseo tere, the person for sure is going to get something. If the person has the goodwill, he wants to become closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is there. Hashem is there, yemino pishuta lekabel shabim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is especially yemei rahmim v'selichot. All year round, he said, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashibenu abinu elecha v'nashuba, hadish amni kekedem. Rabbanu shel olam, please bring us closer to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies to us, he said, shubu elai v'ashuba alechem, you come to me. But yemei rahmim v'selichot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kibichol here. ימי סליחות, עשרת ימי תשובה, הקדוש ברוך הוא is here with us. So now הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול is in town, כביכול, is always there הקדוש ברוך הוא, but now כביכול is more, presence is more now during the month of סליחות. That's why it's called ימי סליחות, ימי רחמים. So כל שכן, if the person, he wants to become closer to הקדוש ברוך הוא, of course הקדוש ברוך הוא ימינו פשוטה לקבל שווים, הקדוש ברוך הוא is there to welcome him and to bring him closer to him, as much as the person, he does, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he helps him. And the more the person comes closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is there and to bring him closer, to open up Sha'ari Rahamim, Sha'ari Rasul in front of him. We told you once that there is the Hatam Sofer. He writes an idea a few places. He writes it also in Parashat Ekeb, last week Parashat Daf Mem, and the Hatam Sofer. But he writes it a few other places. I decided to read it from Hatam Sofer, Parashat Vayetzeh. דפקוף למדזיין עמוד א', he's talking about here about תפילת ערבית, והפגע במקום וילן שם כיבה השמש, but we'll get to our point straight. He says here, said, במקום אחר כתבתי טעם לזה, we have to give some introduction, we know that by אומות העולם, by creation, when הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world, the פסוק said, after the flood, after the mabul, פסוק שאת עוד כל ימי הארץ, זרע וקציר וקור וחום וקיץ וחורף ויום ולילה לא ישבוטו. ויום ולילה לא ישבוטו. What does ויום ולילה? It means the day and night. That's how the day, 24 hours of the day, when does it start? ויום ולילה. It means the day starts from the morning and ends up next day in the morning. That's what's in the פסוק. ויום ולילה. It doesn't say ולילה ויום. ויום first and then לילה. The day goes first, then the night time. That's for when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came to and he told Am Yisrael, when he gave the mitzvot to Am Yisrael, he told us, Ve'yareh ve'yiboker yom echad. For Am Yisrael, the day, the 24 hours day, start from the night time, from Shkiat HaHamas Yat Kochabim, until Shkiat HaHamas. That means the day for Am Yisrael, start from the night time, then from the day time. But for Umot HaOlam, it doesn't go like this. For Umot HaOlam, the day starts from the morning, it ends up next day in the morning. For Am Yisrael, it starts from the night time, it ends up the night time after. That's how it is by everything. All the holidays, every Shabbat, when does Shabbat start? Not Shabbat morning, Friday night. Every day. Every day, it starts from the night time, the pre-Arbit from the night time. That's the beginning of the day. That's what it is by Am Yisrael. By Umot HaOlam, it starts from the daytime, and then the night comes after it. That's the difference between Am Yisrael and Mut HaOlam. However, the Gemara tells us that by Kadashim, by Korbanot, you see the daytime comes first, and then the nighttime. You see, for any Korbanot the person brings, v'nechanim l'shnei yamim v'layla ahad, l'yom v'layla ad hasod. First the day, then the nighttime. That means the Kadashim, they are kibyachol exactly like Mut HaOlam. So he says here the Hatam Sofer, he said, L'chaura, it's a pele. How come the Kadashim, they're compared to Umot HaOlam? By Umot HaOlam, they count the daytime first, then the nighttime. By Am Yisrael, we have nighttime first, then daytime. And by Kadashim, we have daytime first, then nighttime, just like Umot HaOlam. So the Chaura, you need explanation for this. He said, Makom Acher Katabti Ta'am Lazei Ki Aloi Pale, Shiyye Kadashim Domim Leben Noach, Shiyalayla Olech Achar Hayom. והפוך בישראל שהיום הולך אחר הלילה ומה טעמה ידמו קדשים לבן נוח ולא לישראל how come the קורבנות the holy the קדשים they're compared to what? To אומות העולם why not to עם ישראל? ואמרתי he is answering here כי אומות העולם העולם הזה דומה להם ליום והעולם הבא דומה להם ללילה So by Umot HaOlam, this word for them is just like daytime. What's daytime? Daytime sun shining. Means everything is going smooth. They have pleasures, they have whatever they want. They have this world. For Umot HaOlam, they have this world. That's their enjoyment. La'olam haba, they don't have olam haba. Who has olam haba from Umot HaOlam? So they call Israel, Islam Hayat olam haba. Umot HaOlam, only Hasidei Umot HaOlam that they keep 7 zvot of Ben Noach because that Hashem commanded them. Then only them they get share in Olam Haba, and only if they keep the 7 mitzvot because the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded them, not because it makes sense to them, not because they're scared from the government or something else. That all these things, that's the only Umot HaOlam that they have shared Olam Haba, they have the lower share. That means their main enjoyment of Umot HaOlam, Olam Hazeh, obviously. Just like Yaakov and Esav, they divided the words. Yaakov, he took Olam Haba, and Esav took Olam Hazeh. That's what Umot HaOlam, they have the Olam Hazeh, that's their enjoyment, that's their pleasure. That's why for Umot HaOlam, the daytime starts first, then the nighttime. Why? Because for them, they're coming to this world first, which is compared to daytime for them, that's their enjoyment. And then Olam Haba is for them like nighttime. They're going to be punished for all the Averot that they did. So it says here, said ki umot ha'olam ha'olam hazeh domeh lahem leyom ve'olam haba domeh lahem lelayla ha'ken ha'layla lorech achar hayom that's why for umot ha'olam the daytime starts first just like olam hazeh is coming first for them olam hazeh is like daytime and then olam haba is for them like nighttime that's why by them daytime comes first then nighttime ve'israel exactly the opposite olam hazeh domeh lahem lelayla ve'olam haba domeh lahem leyom By Am Israel, this word for them like nighttime. And the next word, that's the daytime. Why? Because Am Israel, when a person does mitzvot and ma'asin tovim, where does he get rewarded? In this world? He said, no. Schar mitzvot behay al ma'alika. The reward of the mitzvot that a person does, he gets it only in Olam Haba, not in this world. That means this world is only doing mitzvot and ma'asin tovim in order for him to get to the main pleasure, which is Olam Haba. That's what the Mishnah Perkei Avot says. Yafa sha'a hashel korat ruach ba'olam haba mekol haya olam hazeh. If you're going to combine all the pleasures of this world, put them all of them in 1 hour, and take that hour and compare it to 1 hour of olam haba, the hour of olam haba is going to be much more than all the pleasures in this world. All the pleasures combined together, olam haba is going to be better. So for Am Israel, the daytime is when? Not Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, they're going through trouble. If they do Abirot, they're going to be punished for it in Olam Hazeh. They're going to be punished here in Olam Hazeh. Why? Because they tibicha ba'acharitecha. Ve'annicha ve'ar'ibicha ve'achilicha taman. Why? You make the person suffer in Olam Hazeh to give him the reward in Olam Hazeh. It means for Am Israel, Olam Hazeh is like nighttime. Olam Hazeh is like daytime. That's why for Am Israel, the daytime starts from the night. The night, that's the beginning of the day. כי יפה שעה חשל כל התרוח בעולם, בעולם כל חיי העולם הזה, על כן, היום הולך אחר הלילה. תחלה הלילה ואחר כך יום. That's by Am Israel. However, בקדשים, אמנם בקדשים, הם רמזים על הצדיקים קדושי עליון, אשר יפה להם שעה אחת של מזוות ומעשים טובים בעולם הזה, מכל חיי העולם הבא. אם כן, לדיד הוא, הווה העולם הזה יום תחלה ואחר כך לילה, עולם הבא. ותשפר. What is he saying? He's saying, this is for standard people. For them, עולם הזה is like night time. The ultimate reward that they're going to get in Olam Haba, then Olam Haba is going to be compared like daytime. That's why for standard Jewish person, the daytime starts from the night. from Shkiat HaChama, from sunset until next day sunset. First you have night time compared to Olam HaZeh, then you have Olam HaBa. That's how it goes. But by Tzaddikim, the same Mishnah, Perkei Avot said, Perek Dalet, said, Yafa Sha'a Ahad Shel Torah U'Ma'asim Tovim Ba'Olam HaZeh, Mekol Haya Olam HaBa. Why? Because Olam HaBa, after a person dies, he cannot do any more mitzvot. And all the reward that the person is going to get in Olam HaBa only because of the mitzvot that he did in Olam HaZeh. So that means it's tzaddikim, they want to do more mitzvot and more mitzvot. Oheb kesef, lo yisba' kesef, the Gemara, Masechet Sotah, the Doresh this pasuk on whom? On Moshe Rabbeinu. Oheb mitzvot, lo yisba' mitzvot. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a lot of mitzvot. He wants to do more mitzvot. For the tzaddikim, they like Olam HaZeh much more than Olam HaBa. Why? Because they know in Olam HaZeh they could do mitzvot and ma'asim tobeim. By Olam HaBa, b'metei hafshi, they can't do any more mitzvot. So for tzaddikim, for kiddushim, for kadashim, the daytime starts first, then the nighttime. Not because they hate Olam HaBa chas v'shalom. No, because since that they're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they want to do Nahat Ruach in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could they do Nahat Ruach? Olam HaBa, they're only getting reward on Olam HaBa. The Nahat Ruach that they do only on Olam HaZeh. Olam HaZeh, you do mitzvot, you do ma'asim tovim l'chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you say Nahat Ruach l'yotzro. אשרי מי שעמלו בתורה עושה נחת רוח ליוצרו. גדל בשם טוב ונפטר בשם טוב מהעולם. The person he has good name, he earned a good title, he earned, he became people they speak about him. ואהבת את השם אלוקיך, לא הגמרא מסכת יומא פ"ג צד. ואהבת את השם אלוקיך, what does it mean ואהבת? Doesn't mean that you should love הקדוש ברוך הוא. You should make הקדוש ברוך הוא be beloved on to others. ואהבת, it's a commandment, you should, שיש השמיים מתאהב על ידך. People should look at you and they should like to emulate you, should like to copy you. Why? Because they see the way, the honesty that you're acting with the other people, say the way that you're walking, the way you're talking, everything. They see you and they want to become just like you. They want their kids to become like you. That's what the pasuk means, ve'avtat Hashem Elokecha. So that's why for the tzaddikim, for them, olam hazeh is like daytime. Olam HaBa is like nighttime, not because Hasb Shalom, as I said, not because they hate Olam HaBa Hasb Shalom. And like, because Olam HaBa, they cannot do any more mitzvot. That's why for Kadashim, the daytime comes first, Leyom Valayla Ad Hatzot. The daytime comes first, then the nighttime. That's what Farshim explained. And that's maybe what the Pasuk is telling us here in the beginning of the parasha. We said, Re'e Anochi Noten Lefnechem Hayom Beracha Uklala. We said, why the Pasuk has to say, Beracha uklala, if the pasuk is continuing at a beracha shet shme'o, we asked in the beginning, the pasuk could have said, Re'e anochi noten lefnechem hayom, beracha im tishme'o, and zvot Hashem elokechem, veklala im lo tishme'o. Why did he say, noten lefnechem hayom beracha uklala, based on what we just read from the Hatam Sofer, we could explain the pasuk maybe like this, Re'e, you should look, anochi noten lefnechem hayom, what is hayom? Here in this word, could be in your eyes, beracha or kelala, depending which level you are. We said normally for Am Israel, this world is like nighttime. So it's like nighttime is all darkness. It's like sort of kelala. They don't like it. The main reward is Olam HaBa. That's what standard person from Am Israel, Olam HaZeh for him, in his eyes, is like nighttime. Olam HaBa like daytime. That's why for Am Israel, the nighttime comes first, then the daytime. But we said for the tzaddikim, they love Olam HaZeh. They want to stay alive. Why? Because they could do more mitzvot. They could do Nahat Ruach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more and more. That's what they like. So it's all Olam HaZeh, it could be Kilala, it could be Berakha. It's up to you how you look at it. If you are a regular person, then for you, Olam HaZeh like Kilala. You don't need Olam HaZeh. You're looking forward to Olam HaBa. That's your main goal is Olam HaBa. So for you, Olam HaZeh is like a kelala. But for the tzaddikim, Olam HaZeh is like a beracha. How could they do mitzvot in Olam HaBa? They cannot do mitzvot. Only here in this world they could do mitzvot. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Re'e anochi noten lefnechem hayom. Today in Olam HaZeh, it could be beracha, it could be kelala. Depend how you look at it. It's a beracha, she'shme'u. How could it be beracha? It could be beracha if you can listen to mitzvot Hashem Elokechem. Asher anochi metzave etchem hayom. If you're going to listen to the mitzvot, you're going to look at the mitzvot, how you're doing nachat ruach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by keeping the mitzvot, then for you, Olam HaZeh, it's like beracha. However, if you're not in that level, והקללה, אם לא תשמרו זאת אשר אלוקיכם, וסתרתם את דרך אשר אנוכי מצווה אתכם היום, then if you're not in that level, you're not keeping the מצוות to do נחת רוח את הקדוש ברוך הוא, you're keeping the מצוות only to get the reward מהעולם הבא, so really for you, העולם הזה is like what? Like night time. So זה קללה. That's why they explain the pasuk and this idea. That's why the pasuk started in the beginning. Raya anochim natin lefneichem hayom berachav today, hayom, which is referring to olam hazeh. So the olam hazeh, now when a person is living, then it could be either daytime or nighttime. It depends on you. All depending on you. Whatever, if you can keep the mitzvot, then all the brachot are gonna come like this. For now, we said in the beginning, all the brachot are gonna come to the person more than what you expect. And even further, there's famous Ramban in Parashat B'chukotai. Ramban writes over there on the Pasuk, "V'natatim shkani b'tochichem ve'lo tega'al nefshi etchem." He says here in the Ramban, he said, "V'haklal, ki b'hiyot Yisrael shelemim v'hem rabim, lo itnahek anyanam b'teba' kilal, lo b'gufam ve'lo b'arcam, lo b'chlalam ve'lo b'yachid mehem, ki barech Hashem lachmam u'memam v'yasir mahalam u'kurbam." עד שלא יצטרכו לרופא ולהשתמר בדרך מדרכי הרפואות כלל. כמו שנאמר, כי אני השם רופאיך. So whenever עם ישראל keeping the מצוות והקדוש ברוך הוא, then הקדוש ברוך הוא is watching over them, nothing's going to happen to them. And not only this, even something that which is normal. A person, he ate something, became sick, so you don't have to go to the doctor. הקדוש ברוך הוא, אני השם רופאיך. You don't need to go to the doctor. וכן היו צדיקים עושים מזמן הנבואה. That's all the tzaddikim, none of them used to go to the doctor. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofe. He is the doctor, not the doctor. The main doctor is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Borei Refuot, that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gam ki yukrem avon sheyichilu, even if they're going to do a sin, the tzaddikim back then, even if they did the sin, and because of that sin they became sick, they would never go to a doctor. Lo yidrashu barofim, rak ben nebiim. They would go to the Nabi, Kenan Haskiya Nabi Bahaloto. He goes to the Nabi, and Nabi tells him, listen, your hand is hurting you because you did such Abira. Then he's going to do Teshuvah on that Abira that he did. Then that's it, he does not need a doctor. They never saw a doctor. Ve'amar Katub, Gam Beholyo, lo darash et Hashem ki barofim. Pasuk Bechol is complaining on Haskiya Melech, that even when he was sick, he did not. לא דרש את השם קים ברופאים. What does it mean קים ברופאים? He went to the doctor. And the פסוק כביכול is attacking חזקיהו המלך. He didn't go to הקדוש ברוך הוא. He went to the doctor. It says here, it says, ואילו היה דבר הרופאים נהוג בהם, מה טעם שיזכיר הרופאים? אין האשם רק בעבור שלא דרש את השם. אבל הוא כאשר יאמר אדם, לא אכל פלוני מצה בחג מצות כי אם חמץ. That means he did עבירה. When a person says, this guy, he did not eat matzah in Pesach, but he ate chametz. What does that mean? Similarly, he says here, the Ramban, he said, Haskiyah Melech, he did not ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he went to the doctor. It means he did Abirah by going to the doctor. You're not allowed to go to the doctor. Abal HaDoresh Hashem Ben Nabi, lo yidrosh barofim. You don't need to. ומה חלק לרופאים בבית עושה רצון השם, אחר שיבטיח וברך את לחמך ואת ממך ואסיר אותי מחלה מקרבך. והרופאים אין מעשיהם רק על המאכל והמשקה להזיר ממנו ולצוות עליו. He said, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he told us, ואסיר אותי מחלה מקרבך, you don't need to go to doctor's at home. That's what the Ramban is saying here, about the high level of the tzaddikim. Said they're not allowed to go to doctor, and he continues later on. Abal brisot Hashem derchayish en lo esek barofim. Whenever the person is following the mitzvot of Hakadosh Baruch Hu 100%, he does not need to go to doctors at all. Again, I'm not saying that today the person is not supposed to go to the doctor. I said no, chas v'shalom. All the poskim speak about today. Said you have to go to the doctor. We're not in that level. But all what I'm bringing you, that when a person is tzaddik in such a high level, like all the back then, all the tzaddikim, you follow the mitzvot of Hashem, there's no need to go to doctor at all. There's no need to. So all the doctor, what is he going to do to you? So all the refuah is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one to cure you. He did something wrong. That's why he got sick. You do teshubah, you go to the Nabi, he tells you why that part of your body is hurting you because he did so and so. You do teshubah and that's it. There's no need to go to the doctor at all, and it's a'birah to go to the doctor back then. Today, as I said, we're not in that level. We must go to the doctor if something happened. But this is the idea that it tells us here, Narman, that when the person keeps them in spot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him. All the brachot, like this Forno says here, Re'e, you should see something not normal here. I'm putting in front of you something extraordinary. I said, you keep the mitzvot, you're going to get extra brachot. Not kemen hagosh el olam. Extra and extra. Also, you're going to go to extreme brachot. The opposite also to the extreme kelalot. Let's see what the Ramban is telling us here. When a person follows the mitzvot of Hashem, he doesn't have to worry about anything. And maybe it's a good idea also to mention here what the Ramban himself also, he writes in Parashat HaHarimot, he writes also over there, as he writes here in the Pasuk, Ki chol asher ya'aseh mekol ato'aybot ha'ele v'nechretu ha'nefashot ha'osot mokir ha'b'amam. Anyone who does not keep the mitzvot, he does abirot, depends which abirot. Here the Pasuk is referring about the arayot, said v'nechretu ha'nefashot ha'osot mokir ha'b'amam. He doesn't say, Hasv Shalom is going to have karet, mitat karet. What's karet? So he says here, the Ramban is a foundation for every Jewish person. He says here, the Ramban, v'teda v'taskil, you should know this, and you should keep it as a foundation for you. Ki akritot hanizkarot b'nefesh, b'tachon gadol b'kiyum hanefashot ahar mita, u'matan ha-sakhar ba'olam ha-neshamot. So here, when the Torah told us that the person, if he's not keeping the mitzvot, doing abirot, is going to get karet chas v'shalom, from here you know that every person, he has chilek l'olam haba, and every person, there is olam haba, there is olam neshamot, because many people, they ask, how come doesn't say in the Torah olam haba, the Torah doesn't mention olam haba at all? Why not? The Torah says, if you can keep the mitzvot, I'm going to give you barakha. בחוקותיי תלכו ונתיגש מכם בעתם ונתנה אר סיבולה ועשת הלט אמפריו ויסיר לכם דיישת בציר ובציר סיר זרע. You see all the ברכות in this world. How come the Torah doesn't say anything about עולם הבא? Why doesn't say anything about עולם הבא? The Ramban here he said from here the pasuk says that if a person did abira he gets karet. From here you know מכלל לב אתה שומע הן. From here you know that if a person did not do this abirot, then obviously his neshama is going to have continuation. Said, this is b'tachon gadol b'kiyum an-nefashot ahar mita u'matan as-sakhar b'olam an-neshamot. Ki b'omro yitbarach v'nechrita nefesh ha'im mokir b'amma o v'nechrita nefesh ha'im lefanai yorei ki an-nefesh ha'chotet hi tikaret b'avona. When the pasuk said that if a person does such a'abira, he gets karet, from here you know that if a person did not do it, he does not get karet. So what does it mean he doesn't get karet? What does it mean? Everyone dies. What do you mean doesn't get karet? Obviously, that's his neshama is going to say the olam haba. Yorei ki nefesh ha'chotet hi tikaret, abal shaar nefashot asher lo chatu tihena kayamot lefanav b'ziv ha'alyon. Obviously, the neshamot who did not do this abirot, they're going to continue to live in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulkach hu mefaresh nefesh ha'hi, hikaret tikaret nefesh ha'hi avonah ba. Nefesh ha'hi, that specific person who did this abira is gonna, his neshama is gonna cut off hasb shalom. Ki ha'avon asher ba hu yechritena. From here you say that if the person did not do this abira, his neshama is not gonna be cut off. So where is it gonna go? He died. Where is the neshama is gonna go? Obviously it's gonna go to olam haba. V'ta'am ha'anyan ki neshmat ha'adam ner hashem asher nupaha be'apenu mepi elyon v'neshmat shaddai. Kmo shneemar v'yapach v'yapav neshmat hayim. Since that the neshama, the pasuk said, "Ve'pach ve'pav neshmat hayim," it's kibechol part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no mita for it. Ve'ina murkebet shetipared harkabata v'tiyel asibat havaya v'efsed kamurkabim. Abal kiyumah ra'uy v'hu omed la'ad kikiyum esichalim en nebdalim. Ulkach lo yistarech ha'katub lomar ki b'zchut ha'mizvot yiyye kiyumah. He said, that's why the Torah did not tell us that if you're going to keep the mitzvot, you're going to get olam haba. Why? Because that's obviously, since that neshama is coming from kibachol part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously the neshama is going to have continuation even after a person dies, it's going to have continuation. But the Torah wrote on the other side, on the other hand, if the person's going to do any of these abirot, then his neshama is going to be cut off, chas v'shalom. But as I said, מחלל לב את השומע הן. From here you see, וכך לא יצטרך כתוב לומר כי בזכות המזוות יהיה קיומה. But, אדרבה, on the opposite, On the contrary, say Abal Yomar ki ba'onesh ha'averot titga'el vetitammem vetikaret min ha'kiyum ha'ra'uy. והוא לשון שתפסה בהן התורה קראת כענף הנחרט מן האלן שמנו יחיה, שמנו יחיה. That's what he says over here. והוא מה שאמרו רבותינו מקרב עמה ועמה שלום, כי קראת של נפש החוטאת יורע על קיום שאר נפשות שלא חטאו והן עמה שהן בשלום. That's what he telling us over here. This is the idea that when a person keeps the mitzvot, then obviously his reward is לעולם הבא. That's as we said, Sukhar Mzvot Bahai Al Malika, the main reward, the ultimate reward is in the Olam Haba. I saw the Hatam Sofer, he tells us here in Torah Moshe, right at the beginning of the parasha, the Samech Hait Amud Aleph, he said, Re'e Anochi Noten Lefneichem Hayom Berakha Uklala Pirush, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noten HaBrachot, Rak Lihiyot HaChana La'avod Oto. What is he saying? Ve'lo Yenoke Bazeh Secharam La'atid Labo, Ki Lo Mechasheb Zeh Lesachar. Said all the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tzaddikim la'olam hazeh, in this world, Hashem rewards the tzaddikim, that's not the reward for the mitzvot that they did. Like the Rambam explains, we don't have time to go through the Rambam, he quotes here the Rambam, he says that all the reward that tzaddikim they get in la'olam hazeh, all these things is only to keep them calm, so they should continue to learn Torah. Because of this, they're going to end up getting the reward in Olam Haba. The main reward is in Olam Haba. There's no reward in Olam Hazeh. So all the Haftahot, the good thing that the Torah promises us in Olam Hazeh, if you're going to keep the Mitzvot, you're going to have good in Olam Hazeh. Don't think that good is your reward of the Mitzvot that you did. No, the reward is in Olam Haba. The good that you're getting here in Olam Hazeh, that's only a little bit, kibyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding you over here. I'm not putting it in the right word. He's not giving you the reward. He's only giving you the availability so you should sit down and learn Torah more calmer, do mitzvot. You should focus more on learning Torah and doing mitzvot. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibyachol, he wanted you to focus on al Torah and al Abudat for the ultimate reward that you're going to get in Olam Haba. If the person is going, he's sick or he has trouble, he's going through tzarot, he cannot focus on learning Torah. It's only preparation. Hashem gives you berachot na'olam zeh as a preparation to serve Him more. He's not going to take away from your reward of Olam Haba because He gave you good na'olam zeh. All the good that He gives you na'olam zeh is extra. Ki lo mechasheb zeh l'sachar. All what he pays you here in Olam Hazeh, it's not the reward. The reward in Olam Haba. That's for the reward. Omnam, onshei ha'olam hazeh. If the person gets punished in Olam Hazeh for the avonot that he did, hem menakim onesh la'olam haba. They take away from the punishment that he's supposed to get in Olam Haba. So he says here, v'hene zehu chesed gadol. This is a big chesed, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, big mercy is doing with us. Ki mishurat ha-din, o sheyu shnehem ha-berakha, v'gam ha-klala, chelef sachar ve'onash l'olam haba, or no? So mishurat ha-din, it was supposed to be, if you're getting punished in olam hazeh, that's going to be your part of your punishment of olam haba. Hashem is punishing you here. So you're going to take away from the punishment of olam haba because you got punished over here. So if that's true, then it should be true also for the berachot. All the good thing that you're getting in Olam Hazeh should take away some of your reward of Olam Haba. And if, on the other hand, if the reward that you're getting in Olam Hazeh does not take away from your reward of Olam Haba, should be the same thing for punishment. The punishment that you're getting in Olam Hazeh should not take away from the punishment of Olam Haba. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that big chesed with us, אבל שהקללה תנקה את העונש, והברכה לא תנקה את השכר, זהו חסד חנם. That's extreme mercy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with us. וזהו ראה, that's what the Pasuk is telling us here. ראה דבר פלא. Take a look here. Wondrous thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. ראה דבר פלא וחסד. כי אנוכי נותן לפניכם היום בעולם הזה ברכה וכללה. However, אינם שווים ודומים לזה לזה. They're not equal. כי ברכה הוא רק אשר תשמעון, רק הכנה לשמוע ולא לשכר. ולא לשכר אם תשמעו. Said all what the good thing Hashem is giving you here in this world, it's only so you could continue to do good things, but the reward, nothing is going to be deducted from your reward of Olam Haba. והקללה לעונש אם לא תשמעו. That's why the Hesed Hashem is giving us the month of Elul. We should all try by Hashem to come closer to Him. Petchalu yepedach kehadosh al machat yedeu peshuta yeminu peshuta lekabel shavim. Hashem should help us also by Hashem. Abal Tahir meseyin oto to help Him by Hashem. Hashem should help all of us. לעשות תשובה של אמא ונזכה כולנו בעזר השם לכתב בספר החיים ושלום אמן ואמן רבי חננה בן עקשיא אומר